Organize Me Radio, episode 53, Small Space Living. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today's guest is the owner of Your Space Made to Order. Please welcome Jean Fox Elston. Welcome, Jean.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to jump into our topic about small space organization. But first, can you tell us how you got your start in the organizing industry?
It's so interesting. Nobody I've met who's a professional organizer said to themselves early on, I want to be an organizer when I grew up. So my story is that I was a journalist for a number of years. I worked for four different daily newspapers and then worked in some associations related to journalism. But 10 years ago, I was laid off. And I had taken a couple of seminars with a woman who was a reinvention coach. And in those seminars, she said, what is it that you do for which all your friends and family turn to you for help? I thought, organizing. I would always volunteer to organize their closets, kitchens, whatever. And I liked the idea of organizing because it got me out of an office. I was tired of being in an office. And I liked working with people one-on-one and seeing our results immediately at the end of each session.
So your background is similar to mine. Your journalism, I'm broadcasting, similar. It's so funny how we ended up here because the same, you know, I had trouble getting back into the broadcasting industry, the media industry after having a baby. And my sister was like, well, you like organizing, become a professional organizer, you know? So it is funny how that happens for us. So one of your specialties is small space living. What is small space living?
Well, essentially it is living in a space that I would say is at most about 1200 square feet.
Wow.
Whether that's an apartment, a condo, a townhouse, or even a small house. But it's getting used to having more limited space. Usually there's no basement, attic, garage, any of that stuff. So it's thinking about how to live your best life in a smaller space.
Wow. So when you're downsizing clients, how in the world do you fit their things into a smaller space? Like 1200 square feet? Oh my goodness.
It's a process. And the best thing to do is, and I have a lot of clients who have raised families and they're like, we don't need all this space anymore. We want to have a more carefree life. So I recommend starting at least 6 months in advance because it takes time and there's a lot of decision-making involved. Usually they have many rooms of furniture. They have a lot of things that belong to their kids. They also may have inherited many furniture and a lot of china items from family members. So we start and we go through room by room. We start with this closet, this bedroom, this office space, the basement, the garage. It's a lot of decision making and not very easy because many times people are weighing, well, my grandmother gave this to me. I feel kind of guilty. I've never used it, will never use it, but I feel kind of, you know, so a lot of discussions about how do they want to live going forward? Are they going to travel a lot? Are they going to entertain? Are they going to work from home? So what do they really want and need in their space?
It's interesting to me that you said usually start in 6 months in advance. Does it really take that long? Where do their items go?
Well, we're getting rid of items as we go along. So we'll go through a closet, take out all the clothes that haven't been worn. And you know, women, we always have clothes that we've been holding on to.
Oh, yeah.
All the clothes that their kids left behind. Many of the toys and stuffed animals and things like that that their kids left behind. We'll send pictures. Do you want this? Usually no. They already have their own places, their own stuff. So it's a lot of donations.
So then, how important is the decluttering process when it comes to living in a small space?
Oh, it's essential. And it really has to be done before you moved in.
Okay.
You really have to downsize before you move in. That said, even starting 6 months in advance, donating a ton of stuff, most people still, when they move, they have too much stuff for the space. So it's a matter of prioritizing. What are their needs now? Do they need a workspace? Do they want a place to do online exercise classes? Do they think that they will be having many overnight guests, out-of-town family members? Do they like to entertain and have dinner parties? So it's figuring, so let's say they want to entertain. Keep a lot of kitchenware, plates, favorite sets of plates and things like that. Cooking utensils, appliances, and things like that. But let's say, yeah, they don't really plan to work. They're done with that. They might need a little desk-based office table someplace to answer emails, but they can get rid of all of their, many of the things they used in their work life. So it's a matter of prioritizing.
Do you have to be a minimalist to live in a small space? I mean, I know there are some cities where the space is just small, like New York or European cities. Do you have to be a minimalist, or will it work for someone who doesn't consider themselves a minimalist?
Yeah, none of the people that I have helped to downsize are minimalists, including myself. So you don't have to be a minimalist, but you do have to make choices. So for example, I really love to entertain and have people over. So I have furniture that is easy for me to move around. I have eight folding chairs in my hall closet that I can pull out and use. I have three full sets of dishes. I have, you know, beautiful glassware and all of that sort of stuff. But there's other stuff that I got rid of because I don't really need it anymore. So no, you don't have to be a minimalist. Let me go back a moment talking about downsizing before you move in. One mistake that many people make is to get a storage unit. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. I can't tell you how many times things go into storage units, never come out.
Wow.
Several years down the road, many hundreds of dollars later, they're finally getting rid of everything that's in the storage unit. Save yourself the time and money. Just don't do that. The other thing that I wanted to say about the process of downsizing was what helps me many times when I'm working with clients is the thought of giving items a new life. So a set of china that came from a loved one, or maybe a piece of furniture, but you don't really need it, don't particularly like it, don't have space for it. But think about how much someone else will enjoy using that piece. So it's not so much casting off something as allowing someone else to make good use of a piece of furniture or some items.
I love that. Usually when I'm purging my kids' toys, I always tell them it's going to a better home for another kid to enjoy it. So I love that. So what are some creative ways to maximize a small space?
Well, there are a couple of tricks, so to speak. One is using vertical space. In any given room, we have four times as much wall space as we do floor space. So go high. Think tall bookcases, think shelves. So for example, in a bedroom, well, I'll come back to a bedroom, but go high. That's the first trick. The second trick is to use what I call space expanding tricks. And that is furniture that's leggy, nothing that comes all the way down to the ground and it has a solid base, but has legs. That just makes the space look larger. Same thing when you use space furniture pieces that have glass or mirrored surfaces. It allows the eye to, you know, kind of look through the glass or mirrored surface and just makes the space look larger. You know, what I love is the fact that many, many, many furniture manufacturers, they've all gotten on board with small space living. So many products that are really useful, not just in our own homes, whether or not we live in a small space or not, but are great in smaller spaces. I've seen pop-up coffee tables that have, you know, a solid surface, but yet half of it will pop up and could be used as a ledge on which to eat or use a laptop computer. I've seen coffee tables that might have a drawer and then it has a glass top. Side tables, what we call seat tables that fit underneath a sofa or a chair, are great because they are easy to move around and use anywhere. Storage ottomans, chairs that might stack that you can easily pull out if you need additional storage. So there are a lot of creative ways to use spaces. The other thing I would say is to create designated spaces. So think about what you need. I need a work surface. I need a place to sit and keep up with my clients and use my desktop, laptop and stuff like that. I didn't want a desk, but I used my dining room table. At the same time, I didn't want to have all of my files and pens and staplers and supplies out in my dining room. So I have a cabinet, very attractive cabinet, a little corner just for all of my work stuff. A designated space might not also be just a workspace, but it could be, where are you going to exercise? When the pandemic began, I started doing online yoga classes 3 or 4 times a week. Where to keep exercise equipment. Similarly, if you need, let's say, room for overnight guests, how to create that. I have a futon that I use. My sister and brother-in-law have a condo in Miami, and the second bedroom is also the room that my brother-in-law uses as an office. They installed a Murphy bed. So just thinking about how you want to use the space, what the needs are, how to accommodate those needs.
Okay, those are some really, really great ideas. I really love the Murphy bed idea. That's just, that's like genius. So how hard is it to set up systems in a smaller space?
Well, it's not hard, but the important part is being consistent. As an organizer, I believe in a space for everything. And creating good habits. So I have, and by that I mean having a place where coats, hats, umbrellas, all of that goes. Where all of my linens, toiletries, having in my kitchen, specific place for everything in my kitchen. And room, so that I'm not just opening a cabinet and throwing something in or jamming it in, but there's, I can put it down, I can easily get to it, pull it out, put it back. So I think that really helps people to stay organized. There are, some people like to be able to see everything and easily access everything. Other people like to have things kind of closed off. Whichever you prefer, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you have a place for everything and you can easily access it. Another system is what I call the 10-minute rule, which is at the end of the day, taking 10 minutes to tidy up, putting dishes in the dishwasher, or if there's something that needs to be washing, putting clothes in the hamper, hanging towels back up, putting the remote control back where it belongs, things like that. There's nothing worse than trying to figure out where you left something or waking up in the morning to kind of a messy, untidy mess. So just take 10 minutes to create some order.
Okay. So speaking of waking up in the morning, our closets. So most of us start our days and we end our days in our closets. What is the best way to organize or set up a closet in a small space?
Well, if one lives in a condo, and can customize the space. I think customized closets are the way to go, because that way you can really, and they don't have to cost a lot of money, especially in a small closet. So that way you can have double racks, you can have, it just makes such a difference. But if that's not an option, you can still, there are still a lot of products that allow one to take, make best use of the closet. So for example, if you have a single rod for clothes, you can get a rod that hangs off the rod, therefore doubling your hanging space. I love shoe boxes, you know, and I love clear shoe boxes so that I can see what I have. There are baskets and bins. Going back to what I said before about looking at what you have and deciding what you really want to use and keep, get rid of the clothing that you're not using or store it someplace under the bed. But there are a lot of products that can help one maximize space in a closet, to use the space behind the door, to use shelf space, to use floor space better, shoe racks, things like that. So of course, you know, I'm a little biased, you probably are. I think helping, working with an organizer, we have a lot of knowledge and tricks and a lot of experience, and we can help people maximize their closet space, but it can be done.
I love that. Okay. So one of my favorite things to ask, and you mentioned some products already, but one of my favorite things to ask everyone, what are your favorite organizing products?
Well, I like Lazy Susans a lot. Part of the reason I like Lazy Susans a lot is because they come in different sizes. And I have a lot of clients who have these really deep pantry shelves where things get lost in the back and you can't see what you have, let alone access it. So I like to use like 18-inch Lazy Susans that just makes everything more accessible. And then I use smaller ones, 9-inch, 11-inch, but I love those. I love just about everything in the container store, but I really like their shoe and boot containers. And part of the reason why I like them is because they have vertical square sides. You know, they're not angled as many shoe containers are. And so when I'm working with someone and trying to fit as many pairs of shoes and shoe storage and boot storage in their closets, I like the fact that we can fit so many pairs of shoes and boots. But I use a lot of things. It depends if it's a bathroom, you know, and we need more storage in the bathroom, I might use a ladder for extra towel space, or we might hang extra, you know, I use everything. But I particularly like to organize closets, kitchens, you know, part of some of the rooms that people use most. I also want to talk a little bit about, in terms of small space living and thinking about small space living, if I could take a moment just to talk about bedrooms as an example. So if space is tight, thinking about, first of all, there are beds that lift up, have drawers underneath. That's not an option. That's not in the budget. You can get storage units that fit underneath the bed. You don't need a big nightstand or night table. There are some that are as narrow as maybe 14, 16 inches. Look for one that has a shelf. Look for one that has a drawer. Instead of a table lamp, look for a sconce. And it doesn't have to be hardwired. It could be, you know, just put on the wall. But there are, in terms of storage, clothes storage, look for a tall dresser as opposed to long wall. So there are a lot of tricks that can be used to maximize space in a small space.
I love all these tips that you've given. I feel like it's, you know, it'll really help a lot of people, because there are a lot of people that, you know, are continually downsizing and moving into smaller spaces, or people that are just living in like smaller apartments and not sure how to organize their things. So thank you for all of that. Can you also tell me what your greatest professional achievement is?
Sure. So interestingly, it had nothing to do with small spaces. I'm a dancer and I do a lot of social dancing. I had a friend from the dance community who's ex-military. And he was moving from the house in which he had lived for about 10 years and retired and moved back to Atlanta. So initially he hired me to clean out his basement, but it soon became clear that there was so much work to be done. The house was built in the 1990s. Everything in it was builder grade. Nothing had been upgraded. It was in a big suburban subdivision. So over the course of about 6, 7, 8 months, I hired contractors. We did a lot of maintenance on the house. We completely renovated the primary bathroom. We painted the entire house. We upgraded just about every light fixture. And when all that was done, then I staged the house and I packed them up. So, and he got an offer within a week. So I was proud of that. And that was a lot of fun.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
So
I love that. Jean, thank you so much for joining us and sharing all your tips. Can you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you?
Sure. Well, my company is Your Space Made to Order. And my website is space2order.com.
Jean, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time for an all-new episode.